neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Minhag that we observe right after staying up all night on Shavuot is eating dairy products, chalavi. So when we go home, actually this minhag has nothing to do with it, so that was Yom Tov. It's just a minhag and has a lot of insight and reasoning. So as the halacha does not permit us on Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim, before we eat we have to make a chidush. So now when we go home, or at Beit Knesset if they serve dairy products, so we make a chidush. And then we must eat at least 30 gram mezonot. So we cannot have some yogurt and ice cream, or even a little cheesecake. So we have to eat 30 gram to observe the mitzvat chidush that is called bimrom seuda. So that means the replacement of having our seuda, so we can be lenient to eat 30 gram pastries or some type of mezonot. So on Shavuot that this minhag is suggested, so we have to make a chidush and make sure we're eating 30 gram mezonot, and then you can have other things, yogurt, ice cream, and so on. So this just for the sake of observing the minhag. So now the seuda that we should have, so some rest a little bit, or if they like to wait an hour, or some lehalacha, if they rinse their mouth and have something par, is permitted. So you have three choices. Either rest, and then you get up, and then you have your seudat yom tov, or some wait an hour from chalavi to basari, or some just rinse their mouth, floss, and take all the dairy products between their teeth, and then they can have the basari. So now you don't need to make another chidush, because you made a chidush already. So you just make netilat yadayim, hamutzi lechem min ha'aretz, and you can have your seuda. So these three choices that you have, either way you like to go by, to rest and get up and have your seuda. But the important matter here is, before having your dairy product, you must make your chidush and eat 30 gram bread. And afterwards, you need to rinse your mouth. And of course, say in Berei Bracha Acharona, and clean the table and bring new utensils for seudat yom tov.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.